Bottom of the fourth here in El Rosa, as it'll be the bottom of the order for Watkins. That reads Carson Geislinger, Justin Thompson, and Matt Geislinger getting their second kick of the can of Royal lefty Luke Jokela, as it's lefties night here in El Rosa this evening. Jokela versus Geislinger. First pitch to Carson Geislinger, missing for a ball. As Luke right back, getting the sign from Cole Schmitz, his 1-0 offering. That curls in there for a strike to even it up at 1-1. Geislinger bounced out to shortstop Adam Bacchus to lead off the second inning. Am I a guy ahead?
Yep.
I am a guy ahead. This is Carter Block. My apologies, as Block laces one up the middle. See, I just got to say who it actually is, and something will happen here. As Block smoking one up the gut for a leadoff single. Watkins gets their just second leadoff man on this evening. That'll bring Carson Geislinger to the plate. From what we've seen thus far from these Clippers, Randy, you would anticipate maybe a bunt right here.
Quite possible here, and that's exactly what third baseman for the Royals, Chase Alchire, is anticipating. These guys can bunt, too. I'm so impressed.
He squares. He pulls back.
That was a hell of a scoop by Cole. Oh, man.
Schmitz picking that one up nicely, cleanly, too. Bobble or anything like that. Just a nice grab by the veteran Royal catcher. Not his first region with the tools of ignorance on. 1-0 the count here to Carson Geislinger as the 1-0 pitch that is in there for a strike to even it up at 1-1. 2-1 our score. Two in the first for Watkins. They got a hit by pitch, a walk, RBI double, and then an RBI single. Richmond got a base hit in the third, stolen base, and an RBI single. It's our three runs thus far. As Jokel is 1-1. That was offered at and then pulled back on the bunt attempt by Carson Geislinger. Pitch missing low from Jokela. Now 2-1.
You almost wonder if that didn't bother Luke, because they said going, and he was right at that release point.
Altered at some point, it seemed like. 2-1 the count here to Geislinger. Pickoff attempt and back safely is Carter Block. Somewhere in the Watkins dugout, Randy, I'm sure someone's saying not his best move.
Yep.
2-1 the count. Nobody out here. Block led this inning off with a sharp single to center, the fourth hit for Watkins. Two doubles, two singles for the Clippers. As Jokela set, long look over at first, is 2-1. That is popped up, and Luke's not going to get it. The ball drops. He fields. He doesn't field. Off the mound, Jokela coming forward. The bunt popped up. Luke's only play was to barehand it, and it slipped out of his hand, and aboard at first base is Carson Geislinger.
Well, you kind of wonder, too, Kirby, Sam Holthouse over at first. I mean, he was holding the base runner. If he didn't read that pop-up, because he could have easily made that catch.
I thought so. I mean, if you're holding the runner on.
Yeah.
So first and second, I mean, if you were bunting before, you'd be bunting again, you would assume, as base hit awarded as he pitched to Thompson. That pitch missing for a ball.
But, Coach, he just hit a double.
Maybe give him a chance here. You got him to second base. So, yeah, you could argue, too, you got him to second base, and that's where you wanted to get him. Now he can play the inning out. Jokel in some hot water right here. As the 1-0 pitch, that's popped up foul and out of play by Thompson. Justin with a little shake of the head. I think he was thinking he was going to do a little more with that one than just flip it over the grandstand. Beautiful night for baseball here in El Rosa. We could carbon copy this for the other 13 games of the tournament. That would be just fine by me.
Absolutely.
At second base, Carter Block. At first, Carson Geislinger. As Jokela, a long look in. His 1-1. Bunt attempt by Thompson is pitch missing low. He pulls back on it. Schmitz with a snap throw back to second base, and diving back to second is Carter Block. 2-1 the count now. So this is what it seems like they like this. Give him a chance, then you get a strike on you. Now you got to move him over. You had your shot. 2-1, Thompson in the 8 spot with Matt Geislinger on deck. He squares to bunt, and he bunts it right at the third baseman, Chase Elshire. Chase Fields throws low, but it's picked out nicely by Kyle Buddy at first base. Sacrifice in order as Block over to third. Geislinger to second base. Thompson retired 5-4 on the bunt for out number one. And it's Matt Geislinger's job to help his own cause right here.
Absolutely. That was a nice little scoop, one-hop scoop by Kyle Buddy over at first. on that throw from Alshire. But yeah, now you're in the situation. You got the number nine hitter, Matt Geislinger, who has a good bat. He really does. I think he's down in the order just because that leg injury. But then you got Nolan on deck.
Royal middle infield goes back now as the first offering from Jokola in there for a strike. So Richmond will concede a run on a ground ball up the middle. Corners are in. Alshire in front of the bag at third. Holthaus even with the bag at first, but Buddy and Bacchus backing up. As the one-strike pitch from Jokola to Geislinger, that's hit on the ground to Holthaus. He will field. He'll look the runner block back, and nobody will score. Stepping on first is Holthaus to retire Geislinger, three unassisted, for a huge out number two.
Yeah, that was almost like the Royals had ordered it. Nice play by Holthaus, and immediately he looked at Carter Block, saying, I got my eye on you. And then he just backed up to first base. So nice play by Holthaus.
He did not look at Carson Geislinger.
No.
Because had he would have saw Carson was about a third of the way to third base.
And that's where you just got to work on that one guy. You can't worry about the others.
That's fair. So big brother passes the buck to little brother as the lineup flips over to Nolan Geislinger, trying to pick up Matt as the first pitch from Jokola in there for a strike. Runners remain at second and third here with two dead in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-1 our game in favor of Watkins. As Jokola's pitch, that's laced right at Kyle Buddy at second base. And Kyle makes the catch, puts it away to retire Geislinger, and that does it for Watkins in the fourth. They score no runs on two hits. No Richmond airs. Jokola strands two runners. Four complete here in El Rosa. It is 2-1 in favor of Watkins. We're on to the fifth inning. In 1 minute, Region 15C baseball action right here on KASM.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates. For all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more, it's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They've been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams.
Columbia Gear in Avon is proud to sponsor Region 15C Amateur Baseball on CASM Radio. The foundation of a good team comes down to its players, and Columbia Gear is looking to add to their team. Columbia Gear is one of the largest family-owned Central Minnesota employers. It's not just a job. We are providing you the opportunity to build a career with us. Benefits include great pay, benefits, paid vacation, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career with Columbia Gear in Avon.
Top of the fifth here in El Rosa. It'll be 8-9-1 of the Richmond batting order, and that starts with Carter Thielen. It'll be Thielen, Adam Bacchus, and then back to the top of the order with Carter's older brother, Dalton Thielen. It's Matt Geislinger's first offering to Thielen, that pitch missing outside for a ball.
Got some people listening tonight to our broadcast. Don and Mary listening on 107.7, our CASM FM. They said it sounds like they're here. That 107.7, nice clear signal.
That's the picture we've aimed to paint, Randy.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, guys. 1-1 as Carter fouls this one back off the nice El Rosa padding right behind home plate. This park is looking sharp here in El Rosa. It was always one of my favorite places to come play, Randy. Normally because it was a night game, but just a nice setting. Well-kept baseball park. Fun environment. Geislinger's 1-1 to Thielen, missing outside now 2-1. Carter struck out back in the second inning, his first and only plate appearance thus far. As Geislinger right back, his 2-1 pitch, Drake bunt attempt right there by Carter Thielen comes up empty to even the count up at 2-2. He tried actually pushing that bunt up the first base side, unable to make contact with it. 2-2 the count now as Geislinger rocks and fires the 2-2 in at the knees as Carter's down on strikes for out number one and strikeout number six for Matt Geislinger.
Carter Thielen, Kirby has almost been overmatched tonight by Matt. He has definitely been behind on a lot of his swings.
I think he really wanted to get that bunt down. Adam Bacchus to the plate, infield single his first time up. Bacchus looks at a strike on the corner, so says the plate umpire Tim Pratt. One strike, the count. Bacchus to be followed by Dalton Thielen for Richmond. As this pitch fouled straight back by Bacchus, and Bucky's in a hole at 0-2. Adam scored the lone Royal run thus far on that infield single, stole second, came across the score on a Chase Elshire RBI knock to right center. 2-1 our score here, top five. 0-2 pitch from Geislinger that's tapped on the ground towards second. Block is up with it. His throw is in time. Bacchus busting up the first base line, but he does just get him by a step for out number two as a block. I think you could tell right away, I got to get moving on this.
That was a tough little hop at the end, too. He fielded it kind of to his side, and then he had a quickly flip.
Nice play by Carter Block, and the lineup flips over to Dalton Thielen now for Richmond. As Dalton, 1-for-2 thus far. Geislinger has retired his last seven as Thielen looks at a pitch low. Geislinger has retired his last eight, excuse me. Last man to reach was Elshire's single with an RBI on it back in the third. As that pitch missing inside for a ball. Now 2-0. Dalton, the leadoff man for Richmond here tonight. As Geislinger's 2-0 offering. Big swing and a miss right there from Dalton. Moves our count to 2-1.
A little aggressive, but that was very aggressive.
Oh, yeah, swing. Absolutely. 2-0. Let it eat. Geislinger right back. 2-1 pitch. That's hit in the air down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Thielen's going to take a big turn at first. He will slam on the brakes as it was retrieved quickly by the left fielder Landon Nyman. And second hit of the evening for Dalton Thielen as he's aboard with two outs, and the batter will be Chase Elshire.
I think he set himself up for that pitch there, Kirby, with the swing prior. I mean, he had a nice big swing, and he just continued that on that pitch, even though probably didn't hit it as solid as he would have liked, but it still's a hit.
Keep an eye on DT over at first, Randy, as Geislinger, first offering to Elshire, tapped on the ground and through the right side. Thielen had to scoot away to make sure the ball didn't hit him. So he just stops at second base, and it's back-to-back singles for the Royal top of the order. Elshire, his second hit, as Thielen had his second hit as well. And now, tying run into scoring position, and the batter, Cole Schmitz.
You know, I wonder what the talk is in the Richmond dugout, Kirby, because normally I'd see Chase Elshire. He'd work that pitcher a little bit, work the count. They're chasing that first pitch a lot.
Tough guy like this, though, it's tough to say, well, you know, I'll make it late in the count and then I'll deal with that off speed. You got to kind of, if it's something you like,
go at him early.
Yeah, if it's something you like, you got to get right after it with this guy. Thielen at second, Elshire at first. One run game here. Top of the fifth, the batter working on an 0-for-2 with two Ks is Cole Schmitz. As Geislinger's first offering, waved at and missed right there by Cole as Geislinger gets the heater past him.
You bet. Yeah, I don't like my odds 3-2 with Matt.
No.
I like, you know, the odds seem better chasing that first pitch.
One strike the count. Lefty gets the sign from catcher Lincoln Haugen as the one strike pitch. That's down and away. Evens it up at 1-1. Great speed at second base for Richmond with Dalton Thielen. Regents, good guy on the mound. You'd safe to bet he's probably going to get the turn sign. If Schmitz does punch something to the outfield, is the 1-1 pitch fouled back, and Cole's in a hole at 1-2.
Got the former Luxembourg Brewers, the Iceman, Brian Eiten, listening. And he says he's going to be in Meyer Grove tomorrow, watching Luxembourg play in Meyer Grove tomorrow. So.
They're the 1:30 game, Lake Henry? Lake Henry Lux tomorrow?
Lake Henry and Lux is at 1:30, yes.
1-2, the count to Schmitz with two away. The 1-2 pitch, that's missing down and away. Evens it up at 2-2. 2-2 the count to the Royal catcher. First two were quick and easy for Geislinger. Then back-to-back singles. Tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first for Richmond here in the fifth. As Geislinger gets the sign. Now he steps off as now Schmidt's into the batter's box. 2-2 the count. Matty set at the belt. 2-2 pitch. Off speed, missing down and away, and that fills it up at 3-2. So Elshire and Thielen will get a free head start on the bases.
Boy, you got a little veteran experience on the mound, veteran experience at the plate. Schmitz wasn't going to go chase that pitch. Matt was trying to paint the corner.
The payoff pitch from Geislinger hit in the air to right center field. Going back is Berg, still going. He's not going to get it. Thielen will score the tying run. Elshire pulled his hamstring. Chase stops at third base, would have easily walked home, Right when I looked up, I could see Chase get caught by the sniper, and he is now sitting on third base. It's an RBI double for Cole Schmitz. Thielen scored with ease.
Or is it a cramp? You know, he's pulling that foot like a cramp just about.
Whatever it was, he's not slapping hands and going back to the dugout with a Royal lead, as maybe it was a cramp.
Boy. And, you know, when Kevin Kramer and Berg chased that ball in the gap, Kirby, it went off of Kramer's glove yet and had rolled to the fence yet. So, I mean, he would have scored easily had he not been hampered by that. And I think it's looking like a cramp right now versus a hamstring. And for Richmond, that's probably huge.
I'm going to run for him right here to let him sort himself out. It'll be Aaron Buddy out of the dugout running for Elshire as Buddy running at third. Oof, what a break for the Clippers right there. As Elshire, I mean, by the time I looked up, that ball was still past that 360 sign, and Chase was only at third still. So, I mean, that ball's got to come all that way in. As it stands, it's runners at second and third, and the batter, Sam Holthaus. First pitch to Sam is fouled at home plate, and that got a good chunk of Lincoln Haugen, as Lincoln's going to go for a short walk. So Buddy running at third base. That's Aaron Buddy for Chase Elshire.
We got ourselves a ball game, Kirby. 2-2 here in the fifth.
Brand new one. I mean, you talked about that good on good too, Randy. Veteran on veteran. Geislinger and Schmitz and Cole just spanks one to right center. 2-2 our score. As Holthaus looking to clutch up right here. Schmitz at second, Buddy at third. Geislinger's one strike pitch. That is hit and fielded at third. The throw is off the bag. Holthaus safe at third. Buddy scores a error on an errant throw by the third baseman, Carson Geislinger, and it's Richmond by one at 3-2.
Carson Geislinger made a great play over at third on that ball off the bat of Holthaus, Kirby, but he got caught flat-footed on his heels, and he let the ball go because he knew Holthaus was fast, and he pulled Ashton off the bag.
It's a long throw.
Oh, it is.
To be that
off
your heels. So the Royals catch a break after Watkins catches a break, and it's 3-2 Richmond now here in the top of the fifth. And the batter, Kyle Buddy, at third. Cole Schmitz at first. Sam Holthaus. So two here in the top of the fifth for Richmond. Buddy one for two on the day. First offering from Matt is in there for a strike. This all starting with two outs, Randy. Single, single, double, reach on an air, gets two across, and gets runners at the corners. As Geislinger gets ahead of Buddy, the lefty set at the belt. His one-strike pitch, that is inside, or excuse me, in there for a strike. That's that inside fastball that nobody does it better than old number 15, Randy.
Yep, and Matt says that's part of my plate too, and he will keep pitching inside to you and move you off that plate.
Oh, it's his plate, all right. As the two-strike offering from Geislinger, that misses down and away, running our count to one and two. I don't see Elshire in the Royal dugout, if he's walking anywhere or what. We'll have to keep our tabs on him. Let's see if he comes out to play third. As this pitch hit on the ground, up the middle, as Block will field. He'll throw to Ashton to retire 4-3 and retire Kyle Buddy. That does it for Richmond in the fifth, but had a little bit of everything there in the fifth inning. We had two runs for Richmond to take the lead, coming on three hits, a big Watkins error, and two big runners left on base. After four and a half, scoreboard now reads 3-2 in favor of Richmond. On to the bottom of the fifth inning, coming up in 1 minute, right here on your home for Region 15C Baseball, KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop and see Kara Olbscheid or Don Kaiser. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
We welcome you back to El Rosa. Randy, a scorebook button-up back at third base. I don't know if he mixed in a banana or a Pedialyte, but Chase Elshire back out there.
Absolutely. That's good news for the Richmond Royals to get him back into the lineup. And yeah, it's that time of year, Kirby. We talked during the football season about cramping up football players, and I guess it can happen to baseball players too. Warm night and getting those fluids. For Richmond, 3 runs, 7 hits, and an error. For Watkins, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors.
You want to say that louder so Kevin can hear you? It'll be Lincoln Haugen, Kevin Kramer, and Dan Berg due up for Watkins here as Luke Jokola pitching with the lead for the first time. First pitch is off the plate for a ball to Lincoln Haugen. Haugen with a sacrifice bunt in the first inning and a flyout to center in the third. As Jokola's 1-0 pitch, that is skied, foul, and out of play.
Herman Lensing quickly retreating into the Richmond dugout. He was over there taking pictures, and he could see that ball coming.
Herman, he's more inviting in the dugout these days since he's lost all that weight, because he used to take up a couple seats in the dugout, Randy. Now it's just the one. As Jokola's 1-1 pitch missing low, moving our count to 2-1.
Herman looks good.
He does.
He's a member of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Your brethren.
You bet.
Glenn Carlson buddies. 2-1 the count. It's Haugen, Kramer, Berg. 2-3-4 for Watkins. As the 2-1 pitch, that's popped up. Holthaus over for a look. Sam will not have a play. Evens it up at 2-2. 2-2 the count. Three-quarter of the way through the 8 o'clock hour on your Friday. Jokola's 2-2 is fouled into the netting here in El Rosa. Seen a lot of these parks, Randy, go to that netting look behind home plate. Such a better way to watch the ball game instead of looking through that chain link.
Yeah.
It's nice look. 2-2 the count to the leadoff man for Watkins here in the fifth as time called at home plate.
You know, the Clippers have 5 hits tonight, Kirby. Not a strikeout that yet for Jokola. Means the Clippers putting it in play. And that definitely calls upon your defense.
2-2 pitch. Luke can't get on top of the hook right there. Fills it up at 3-2. 3-2 the count. As Jokola looking to get the leader here in the fifth. Haugen's got other ideas. 3-2 pitch is cut on and miss. Asking you shall receive, Randy.
I guess so. Oh.
Strikeout number one for Luke Jokola. Puts Haugen down. First out here in the fifth inning. Bring Kevin Kramer to the plate. Kramer been on base twice. Doubled with it for an RBI in the first. Came across the score, the second Clipper run. And he reached on that error by the Royal first baseman Sam Holthaus back in the third inning. Leading off the, that was the second batter of the third. As first offering from Jokola, that is hit in the air to short center field. Coming on Dalton Thielen, and Dalton will easily make that catch on the run for a one pitch out number two. Two gone, Dan Berg to the plate. A couple runs back for the Blue Jays, by the way, Randy. 5-2 our score now. Target field, they are top six. We're chasing them. Two down, Dan Berg to the plate. Fly out to left, fly out to center. So my scorebook would say Carter Thielen better be ready right here.
Absolutely. Danny's made good contact tonight. Both of his balls hit with authority.
He sent Thielen on a bit of a chase there.
Yeah, and to the left center field gap in his first at bat.
First pitch in there for a strike to Dan Berg. Head baseball coach at Eden Valley Watkins,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, he is. Yes,
he still do the wrestling, too?
You know, I do not know.
That you don't know.
Nope.
Got one thing on you today. As this pitch hit right at Dusty Adams in left. Dusty coming on, makes the catch. And a 1-2-3 inning after a two-run top of the fifth for Richmond. Just what they ordered. A quick 1-2-3 inning in the bottom of the fifth as Jokola retires the Clippers in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We've played five 3-2 in favor of Richmond over Watkins. On to the sixth, coming up in 1 minute right here on your home for Region 15C Baseball.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. We're proud to once again support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. The fields in Meyer Grove and El Rosa are looking great, and amateur baseball continues to be a great sport to follow. West Central Sanitation is your local, family-owned refuse and recycling company, celebrating our 43rd year in business, and we serve much of central Minnesota. Hit a home run today and call West Central Sanitation at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Six opening round action of Region 15C Baseball as Dusty Adams leads things off. First offering from Geislinger. Missing inside. Dusty being told by his teammates and maybe half of the Richmond community to wear that. As now Blaine Ottman's going to come in, and does Blaine think it hit him? Oh, yeah, ask for help. These are always good ones.
Yeah.
Did you see it hit him over there? No, me neither. And I'm right, I'm 3 feet away. So,
first base umpire Nick Burscheid's over at Brute.
1-0 pitch. Popped up. Foul territory. Nolan Geislinger. Oh, pops out of the glove, of Carson Geislinger in foul territory. Very tough play for Carson. He gets glove on it, Randy. If he puts that away, that would have been a beauty of a catch.
Absolutely, with back running away from the infield.
It's like a
good attempt.
A turn of a Willie Mays catch. Like if Willie's was dead center, that was running straight behind third bag. So new life for Adams. Dusty working on a 0-for-2, strikeout and a bounce out. 1-1 the count. Geislinger ready. Matt rocks and fires his 1-1 pitch that is hit up the middle. Diving stop by Nolan Geislinger at short. Strong throw across in time. This kid is he's a guy you keep your eye on. He makes some impressive plays out there, and there was one of them.
He did that wall kind of slipping and wiping out too. Made the play, got up and threw out Dusty Adams. Nice play.
I wish I could look super athletic when I slipped.
I know.
The one down, Cam Miller to the plate. As Miller time is 0-for-2 thus far. Bottom of the Richmond order, other than Bacchus. 6-7-8-9 as a pitch missing for a ball right there. 1-for-8 thus far for Richmond in the bottom of the order as the 1-0 pitch in there for a strike from Geislinger. Evens it up at 1-1. Blue Jays are coming. They get a two-run home run from guess who? Vlad Jr. 5-4 game now. Miller swings through the 1-1 offering. Moves our count to 1-2. Top six, I would assume, the Twins bullpen.
No.
Still starter in there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maley was in there, yep.
Okay. Geislinger's 1-2 pitch to Miller. That's punched to left field, and that'll die. And drops in front of the left fielder, Landon Nyman. So Miller, nice piece of hitting right there, Randy, taking that outside pitch and punching it the other way.
I like that style of hitting, Kirby. I mean, he's not trying to do a lot with Matt Geislinger's pitch. He's not trying to pull it, not trying to hit the home run and be the hero. No, just putting it in play.
So man aboard with one away, and that'll bring Carter Teal into the plate.
We have it confirmed. Dan Berg is the wrestling and baseball coach, head coach for both. Thank you, Russ Kaltoff.
As the first pitch to Thielen, missing for a ball. Russ has got some of that Eden Valley Watkins tie yet. Thielen thus far today, 0-for-2 with two strikeouts, one swinging, one looking. As Geislinger set, 1-0 pitch to Carter. That's lifted in the air to deep left center field. Kramer going back. He's not going to get it. He picks it up at the warning track. Ottman is waving Miller. The throw back into the infield, not in time. It's an RBI triple for Carter Thielen, and Richmond doubles their lead. They're up 4-2. That ball just didn't stop going, Randy.
Absolutely not. And, you know, it was Nyman and Kramer looking up at each other, Kirby, and it was hitting the perfect spot if you're a Richmond Royal fan that none of those guys were going to get it. That ball just had sail on it, and it sailed.
So 4-2 Richmond on the RBI triple by Carter Thielen, and Adam Bacchus to the plate. Big runner at third base now with one away. Infield comes in for the Clippers as Geislinger's first pitch to Bacchus is in there for a strike.
Isn't that, that's what's so cool about baseball. You can strike out your first two at-bats, and then you get a pitch, and you nail it. You get a triple, and it's like, that's it. That made my night.
And only dorks like me are going to remember that Cole and Carter were 0-for-2 going into those at-bats with
exactly.
Two strikeouts.
Exactly.
One strike to Bacchus. Keep an eye on the squeeze here, Randy, as Bacchus is able to check his swing. No indication of a squeeze. Evens it up at 1-1. Top of the order, Dalton Thielen on deck. 4-2 Richmond here in the top of the sixth inning. As Bacchus looking to clutch up right here. Geislinger set. 1-1 offering as that pitch missing inside. Adam showed hands and then pulled back. Thielen stayed put at third base.
A little safety squeeze there, yeah.
2-1 the count. Infield all the way in, all across around the horn. Geislinger, Block, and Ashton. This is where Matt traditionally helps himself. Has 2-1 the count. Here comes the squeeze. It's bunted, and it is put down. No play at the plate. Matt tried a glove flip. He whiffed on it. He tried going home with it. Slips under his glove. It's an RBI suicide squeeze for Adam Bacchus, and it's 5-2 Richmond.
Give him that infield single, Mr. Bacchus. And, yeah, just that's all Matt Geislinger could do, Kirby. That was his play right there.
I mean, unless he was going to field and try to go to first, that would have been a pretty tough play there as well.
He would have had a spin and throw. Yeah.
That would have been a tough play. So Richmond puts 5 on Geislinger through 5 1/3 here. Back to the top of the order in Dalton Thielen. As Geislinger set, Bacchus goes. This pitch is bunted by Thielen foul. Somebody missed a sign there. I don't ever remember a bunt steal other than a squeeze with a runner on first. So somebody whiffed on that one. And it'll be strike one. It appears that Lincoln's okay. He's already back behind the dish.
Yep.
If maybe it was a bunt for Dalton trying to do something on his own, and Bacchus on his own as well. The dust settles. Bacchus back at first base. Geislinger set. He comes home. One strike pitch missing down and away to Dalton. Evens it up at 1-1. Thielen today is 2-for-3. Two singles, scored a run back in the fifth inning, scored from second base on the Cole Schmitz RBI double. Chase Elshire on deck for Richmond. They got 2 in the fourth, 2 in here in the fifth as well. As pickoff attempt, Bacchus back safely. 1-1 the count with one away here in the top of the sixth inning. Still just one out. First man got out. Dusty Adams with a bounce out to Nolan Geislinger at short. 1-1 pitch to Thielen. That misses up and away. Now 2-1. Seems like it was a long time ago, that sliding play up the middle.
I know.
So 2-1 the count. Good time to hit if you're Dalton Thielen. As Geislinger set, looks at Bacchus at first base. 2-1 pitch. That's laced down the left field line and foul. And it'll even it up at 2-2. 2-2 the count to the Royal center fielder. Single, triple, suicide squeeze gets two across for Richmond here. As the 2-2 pitch waved at and missed. There's a strikeout Matt was looking for with Bacchus, but he gets it here on Thielen for out number 2. Strikeout for Matt number 7, and it'll be up to Chase Elshire.
You know, hats off to Richmond for what they're doing against Matt Geislinger, who's one of the best pitchers in the state, Kirby. I mean, the Royals have 10 hits off of him so far, and they've got a 5-2 lead. But if you're the Clippers, I mean, you're not going to look to replace Matt Geislinger right now because he's your best chance to win yet. He really is.
First pitch to 2-hit Chase Elshire in there for a strike. Chase bounced out in the first. Single in the third, single in the fifth. Ended up cramping up on his way, going first to third on the Schmitz double. Would have scored easily as a 3-2 gap shot. The cramp kept him up as that pitch missing low for a ball evens it up at 1-1. Elshire's replacement running Aaron Buddy came across the score on a Carson Geislinger error last inning in the fourth. Speaking of things that seem very long ago.
Yeah.
Bach is still aboard at first. He had the RBI suicide squeeze as time called at home plate by Elshire. Trying to touch his toes right there.
Chase got a little of the flow.
Well, yeah, notice he got the ears lowered a little bit. Happy haircut from Mr. Elshire as the 1-1 pitch to Chase waved at and missed right there, and he's in a hole at 1-2.
You know, I've never had a cramp. I pulled hamstrings a lot.
You've never had a cramp?
Never had a cramp.
You ever breathe air before?
So I'm wondering, does that loom?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like, if I got to run again, is that coming back?
He's hanging in there. This pitch is hit in the air to left center field. That ball is going to drop in front of Nyman. Bacchus just scoots up to second base, and Elshire very gingerly makes his way over to first. And there's your answer, Randy.
Yeah, that it's going to be station by station for Chase.
Something's in there yet.
Yeah.
So two down and runners at first and second. We've seen this before as a Schmitz up. The last time this happened, he hit a gap shot double. Mound visit right here from Lincoln Haugen, as well as Dusty Kramer, gives me an opportunity to let you that this broadcast is made possible by our fine Region 15C baseball sponsors, Kramer Lumber, Leo's Auto Body and Glass, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, BNS Excavating, Buyer Built, Freeport State Bank, the Greenwald Pub, John Dole Century 21 First Realty, Meyer Grove Co-op, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union, Pep's Pork, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Rambo, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber, St. Martin National Bank, Columbia Gear, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Shady Silver Spur, White Clover Farms, IPM, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting, as Schmitz hammers one deep into left field, back and off the base of the fence. Bacchus will score easily. Elshire again will just make his way to third on a jog, and it's another ringing double from Cole Schmitz, and it's another Richmond run. They now lead 6-2.
That was hit with some authority. The oohs and the ahs from the crowd can pretty much let you know how hard that ball was hit, Kirby.
I got the tin fence there, and that was a big bang out in left center field. So Elshire gallops his way, again, tongue-in-cheek, over to third base as Schmitz into second. Three in here in the sixth inning for Richmond as Holthaus swings through the first offering for strike one. Central Minnesota Realty brings your Region Baseball Sportsman's Den, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Richmond A&W, Corky's Bar, Brandon Stan Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply, and Grove Mutual Insurance, making this broadcast possible. Second and third, two away. Schmitz and Elshire on the pads for Richmond. One strike pitch to Holthaus, missing for a ball. That ball's going to have to go out of play for Chase to come across the score on a wild pitch.
I was just thinking the same thing, yeah.
I'm actually, you know, I'm surprised he got to third on that double.
Exactly.
Just straight legging it. Next time you run, Randy, when I don't know when that's going to be, how old's your grandson to chase around?
Yeah,
try running with a straight leg, just a peg leg there.
Well, I pretty much do that already with two torn ACLs.
1-1 pitch to Holthaus in at the knees for a strike. This is the eighth Richmond batter sent to the plate here in the sixth inning. Three here in the sixth, two they scored in the fifth. Holthaus looking to clutch up as 1-2 the count. Geislinger looks into Haugen for the sign. Lefty's got it. His 1-2 pitch to Holthaus that is popped up. Left side, over for a look is Carson Geislinger. He will make the catch on the run for the out, and that retires Richmond here in the sixth inning. But they add three more, scoring three runs on five hits. There were no Watkins errors, two runners left in scoring position. After five and a half, scoreboard now reads Richmond 6, Watkins 2. On to the bottom of the sixth inning, coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, we're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Local farmers are busier than ever this time of year. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, thanks local farmers for their hard work, especially throughout this harvest season. It's our honor to support you with a full selection of insurance coverages for your farming needs. Trust in farming, trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio. This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Back in El Rosa, on to the bottom of the sixth inning. Luke Jokula just finishing up his warm-up pitches, and Randy, something we didn't see a ton of last year in covering Watkins in their state semifinal run. Action in the bullpen during a Matt Geislinger start.
You are correct, and that means Danny Berg has gone down the sidelines. Another lefty is warming up here as Matt Geislinger has given up the 6 runs on 12 hits tonight. And, you know, I can honestly say, Matt, he's probably not on his game tonight, Kirby. The Royals definitely are hitting him tonight, and this is one of those games that maybe you got to chalk it up and say give somebody else a chance. And I think that's maybe what Matt's going to go have a conversation with Dan Berg on.
I got him for 108 pitches.
Yeah, it's probably very accurate, Kirby. Got a score update from Region 11C over in Eden Valley. Monticello leading the Cold Spring Rockies 6-1 after 4 innings. Rockies home run by David Jonas, giving them their only run.
Brendan Ashton leads things off for the Clippers here in the sixth inning. He looks at a first pitch ball. It'll be Ashton, Carter Block, and Carson Geislinger due up for the Clippers. Jokula staked to a 4-run lead here all of a sudden as this pitch is skied right side. That time of night, Buddy out, Thielen in. Carter Thielen will call and writes. He will make the catch cap high. Not very confidently, but catch nonetheless, Randy, for big out number one.
You bet.
For Jokula, I mentioned the pitch count for Matt at 106. Luke is at 72 now.
And Luke, a lot of those pitches were early in the ballgame, Kirby. He went to 3-2 count a lot. The Watkins Clippers have been going after that first, second pitch here the last 3 innings.
So one away. The batter will be Carter Block. As Block comes in, he had a single his last time up in the fourth. First offering in there for a strike from Jokula. Carter flew out to Buddy at second in the first. And then punched a single in the fourth inning. 1-for-2 on the day. Jokula's 1-2. Popped up. Randy, you okay?
I'm all right.
Okay.
All right.
Over your head. Oh, must have been off of.
It came right back. Yeah.
What did that hit up there?
That hit a seagull. No, it hit.
Hit the light tower?
Gotcha.
Okay. Hit the light tower. 2 strikes quickly on Carter Block. As Jokula gets the sign from Schmitz. Lefty rocks and fires. His 0-2 offering, that misses high for a ball. Moving our count now to 1-2.
You missed that.
What's that?
This date in history, Dave Winfield hit that seagull this week back in 1982.
1-2 pitch, missing for a ball.
Arrested by the Toronto authorities.
For hitting a seagull with a ball he hit off his bat?
No, with a ball that he threw.
Oh, he threw it.
Yeah.
Okay. Jokula's 2-2 pitch. That's popped up. Thielen getting picked on this inning. Carter coming on, still coming on. He makes the catch again. Cap high. A little more confidence this time for Carter for out number two. And the batter will be Carson Geislinger.
It's amazing how those eyeballs start bouncing when you're running that hard and looking up into the sky. And it's like, get to it, get to it, get to it.
It's a pretty nice sky for an outfielder. But that time of night. Picks on you every now and then. See some tricks. Geislinger to the plate. First pitch popped up, fouling out of play. As Carson Geislinger, he singled back in the fourth inning. That's when Watkins started single-single in the fourth. But Jokula danced around that after a sack bunt and then a couple bounce outs from the Geislinger brothers. As this Geislinger, Carson, looks at a strike, he's in a hole at 0-2. 6-2 our score in favor of Richmond in the top of, or the bottom of, excuse me, sixth inning. 0-2 pitch, cut on and miss. Gashouse from Jokula with a little snap to the mitt right there. Got Geislinger to chase, and it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth for the Watkins Clippers, and that does it through six for Watkins. It is a 6-2 Richmond score. On to the seventh. It'll be a new pitcher for Watkins, and we'll tell you all about it in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, as we head into the fall, it's a good time to fill up your diesel tanks and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest. All it takes is a call to the agronomy department, and the experts can come out to your farm and do crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Good luck to all the teams playing in the Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
We welcome you back to El Rosa. Defensive changes for the Clippers, Randy Rothstein.
Yes, indeed. Danny Berg will come in from right field, Kirby, and he is going to pitch on the mound here for the Watkins Clippers. Carson Geislinger goes out to right field, and now Dustin Kramer over at third base for Watkins. Looks like Matt Geislinger is out of the ball game.
So Carson Geislinger's in right as Berg missing to Buddy and then delivering a strike to Buddy. And then Matt Geislinger
out of the ball game right now. Dustin
so
Kramer.
Dustin Kramer's in his spot.
You bet.
Okay, so Dustin Kramer's in the nine spot. Buddy looks at a second strike from the veteran lefty Dan Berg. As Danny right back, 1-2 pitch to Kyle, missing down and away. Even it up at 2-2.
Well, Kerb, Randy Sheinberg's going to want an attendance total from
Ooh,
you.
Oh, I
right
forgot about
now.
The guessing
yes,
game.
Yes, yes.
Buddy pops this one up, fouling out of play. Well, I'll first off say it's less than last year's Friday night game.
Okay. Wow. Going
How'd
on
I do?
Record with that.
How'd
okay.
I do? Pretty good?
Okay.
It's lower than that, Randy? It is. Okay. Yeah, it was. I think it was 500, that Cold Spring Richmond game last year. Is the 2-2 pitch dropping down. Is Berg, that pitch missing low, fills it up at 3-2.
Well, I'm going to go on record and say 235 here tonight, Kirby.
As the 3-2 pitch, ooh, oh, a little low, Randy. Foul ball off the top of the El Rosa dugout. You said 235?
Yes.
I don't think that many people are here. I'm going to say 200 even. So Randy's 235, I'm 200. As the payoff pitch again to Buddy, this pitch is skied. Deep down the left field line, over is Nyman on the run. It'll be a foul
Whoa!
Ball. Oh, no! He drilled the fence on an attempt over in the left field corner, and he is laying there. His teammates quick to get over. It is a foul ball.
Oh.
That was full speed with that momentum going forward into that, between waist and chest high fence in left field. It looks like he has now sat up.
But the trampoline-like reaction where he bounced off of it, almost like a Byron Buxton running into a fence, Kirby. But that fence did not give.
No.
Wow.
I don't believe he caught a fence post. I think that there was
some give there, but
a
man,
little bit.
Oh, man.
So now we got a couple Clippers playing catch. Nyman is being DH for. As, gosh, Landon, other than picking up Schmitz's double and left,
like,
is he up?
Danny Berg laid his hat and glove down. I wonder if they're going to help him off the field. We do have some EMTs going out to hopefully aid Nyman, but that was on a full run. He did not even let up, Kirby.
No.
He just ran
no.
straight into it.
Full speed ahead.
So Again, he's conscious. He was moving or sitting around. So it's just like, what kind of injury did he incur down there?
Out of the Clipper dugout comes Coltert Harf, but he wasn't any of these guys playing catch. So I think he's maybe just going to help get the guy back in. A couple nurses in the crowd. I think we might see Gavin Mathias come in. Steph Bacchus, Adam's wife, is out there. She's a nurse. Another nurse maybe making her way out there. That was, I mean, there was no let up. If there was a fence call, he didn't hear it because he was running as hard as he could, and he got the fence. As now we see a player running back in.
Looks like Kevin Kramer, who also is a physical therapist, I believe. So, 6-2, we're in the top of the seventh inning. Richmond batting here in the top of the seventh inning. The Royals are leading right now. So they are going to bring some ice out in that direction, I think, too. Matt Geislinger trying to get a conversation with Kevin Kramer going here.
So they got the ice, and I think now...
That might have been Matt's ice that he was using on his arm.
Yeah, I think now the idea is, I don't know that it's going to be ice as much as what's this guy's... It's tough to see. Is he sitting up down there, or is he laying down?
I think he's sitting up against the fence right now. They got him sitting up kind of backboarded there, but kind of wonder if it's a back injury or a neck injury, the way he bounced off of that fence there. Kirby, why don't we do this? We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back. More region baseball coverage on KASM Radio as they attend to Landon Nyman out in left field. We'll be back in a minute.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have to offer for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Stop it at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297.